ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। विष्णु सहस्रनाम नेम 690 is Purna. I think you all know what Purna means. I hope so. If you read Srila Prabhupada's books, I mean, if you're the average Croatian person, wouldn't know what it means. But those who are studying Srila Prabhupada's books surely know that the name Purna means complete, full, and perfect. This is one of those names which covers all the other names. It's a complete name. Not all of the names cover all the qualities, just like the previous name, Ranapriya. The major meaning of that is he who likes a good fight. So that doesn't cover all the qualities. There are so many qualities. But the name Purna, it covers all the qualities. There are some names like that. Stavya, that came, that's the first name in this verse. He who is worthy of praise. So that pretty much covers all the qualities because it's a complete name of his in as much as everything about him is glorious. And of course the most complete name is Krishna. That covers everything. So it's he is complete. All qualities are in him. And he has all qualities in full. We don't find anyone except Krishna in whom there are all qualities. And even if someone has very good quality, he doesn't have the quality in full. So Krishna has all qualities and in full also. Qualities means good qualities and bad qualities. Sada sach chaha marjana, we find in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, I am sat, that which is good and proper and right, and I am also asat, that which is not good and not proper and not right. Of course, everything about Krishna is good and proper and right, but even if we see there is something wrong, then, or something less that appears to us to be less desirable, we'll find it fully in Krishna. Just like the name prior to this, Ranapriya. To like fighting is not good, but when Krishna likes to fight, it is good. So for Krishna, everything bad is good. Or apparently bad qualities in him become good also. So Purna, you all know the name very well, especially from the invocation of the Isha Upanishad, which is also found in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. He is completely complete in all respects. Whatever comes from him is complete. He's so complete that even though all the complete units, the different universes, for instance, they emanate from him, and each universe is a complete unit in itself, but even though the complete is taken away, or not taken away from him, but emanates from him, he doesn't lose anything, because in one sense he's non-different from everything. So in spiritual mathematics, 1 minus 1 equals 1. He doesn't become depleted by emanating, by causing everything to emanate from him. He remains complete in all respects. From the Chandogya also, Chandogya Upanishad says, Tad eta purnam apravarti purnam apravarti neem. So the word Purna is very important. We are parts and parcels of Krishna, very small. That means we are incomplete. And especially here in this material world, we feel incomplete due to our lack of Krishna consciousness. People feel empty. You hear people say that, or I'm feeling empty. Why do we have so many desires? I want this, I want that. What do you want? You want a Rolls-Royce car? What do you want? $1 billion? Why do we want anything? Because we're incomplete. We don't have Krishna. We feel incomplete because we don't have Krishna. When we get Krishna, because He is full, we also feel full. We can't be as complete as Krishna. Just like Srila Prabhupada gave that example, his father used to say that God has 10 hands and we only have 2 hands. So if God wants to take away from us, we can't resist. And if He wants to give, we can't take everything that He has to give. It's a very simple, almost childish example. But the point is that he can give us, we're very small and He's complete, and if we get Him, we become full to our capacity. Because we feel incomplete. Therefore we have desires. But He's never incomplete. He's always full. He never has a sense of inadequacy. This depression or feeling of non-achievement in India, this is a big thing. They teach the children, you have to be a success. Success means you're missing something. You're not a success now, that means you're lacking something. But the wrong thing they teach is that your success is to get money. But that won't satisfy. Krishna satisfies. Money is never complete. We can never have it complete. We find that even the big rich people, they're usually very busy people. Because they're trying to make money, protect their money and get more. They're never satisfied. But Krishna is fully satisfied. All the money belongs to Him. He is infinite. Because that's why we say one, that one is Krishna, He's infinite. So if we take infinity from infinity, then there's still infinity. He's full in knowledge. Well, Aishvaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashasya, Shriya, Gyana Vairagya Yoschaiva, Shangnam Bhaga Itingena. He's called Bhagavan, or one who possesses all opulences, because He possesses all wealth, Aishvaryasya, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge and renunciation, and everything else. Everything. Everything is in Him and is non-different from everything. So whatever dissatisfaction we have, whatever unhappiness there is in this world is satisfied as dukhalayam, a place of misery. That's only because we don't have Krishna. The deficiencies of this world, shortages, food shortage, water shortage, so many things. It's all because we're not linked with Krishna. So that's a very simple understanding. If we want to become complete, we link with the complete. That's all. Just like there may be some little channel, but there's no water. But if you connect that to the big river, then it fills up. Canal fills up with water. When the small connects with the big, then the small can also become big. And anyone who is linked with Krishna, then he doesn't like anything. Just as Krishna doesn't like anything. Now we may say that, well, if you link with Krishna, you don't become as powerful as God, so you're not complete. You know, we become complete according to our capacity, by His mercy. Ananyas chintayantamang yejanaf pariyupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Krishna gives to those persons who always think of Him and who are always engaged in His service. He gives them everything that they need to serve Him. He's complete. All His desires are fulfilled. He has nothing to desire. He is Lakshmipati. Everyone is, at least pious people, they're praying for the mercy of Lakshmi. Give me this, give me that. But she automatically serves Him. He doesn't have to beg her for anything. So one who has all his desires fulfilled is Atma Kama, and he has nothing, he's satisfied in himself, he has nothing to wish for, his Atma Rama. So in this way, everything is him, so he doesn't lack anything. Now, yeah, all objects of desire, all energies, they're all maya dakshena. They're all going on under his supervision. They're all non-different from him. He is complete in the sense that he is everywhere, he is everything, he permeates everything. Nothing is out of his scope. Everything is under his control. He's conscious of everything. Everything is part of him. There's nothing that's not part of him. So what is there for him to desire? Just like, for instance, I have five fingers on my hand, right? So I don't desire fingers. I don't desire more. I have the complete number of fingers required for a human hand. So I don't desire it because I don't like it, because I have it. So Krishna, he has everything. It's already there. It's intrinsically part of him. So he doesn't desire it. Now, this, in the impersonalist understanding, this will come to impersonalism. Because to be alive means to desire. As long as we're alive, we desire. Life means desire. So if you think, well, I don't have any desire, you don't, then they become impersonal. That's their idea of the Supreme is impersonal, has no desire. Their idea of, and the impersonalist idea is that when you become complete, then you have no more desires. Then you become God, because God has no more desires. So misunderstanding is there. Because although he has no desire, he also has desire. So does that make sense? Yes, it makes sense. It makes sense because he's complete. That means all possibilities are within him. So all possibilities within him means he has no desire. That's one possibility. And another possibility is that he's full of desire. Doesn't fit within our intelligence, but it's a logical proposition which might seem to be specious, but it's not in relation to Krishna. So he has desire. Of course, he doesn't desire the petty things of this world, but his object of desire is Sri Radha. He desires her, we may say, because she's beautiful, she sings nicely, she dances nicely, she cooks nicely. These are all manifestations of her deep love for him. So he craves her, and she fulfills. But the idea that the Supreme is infinite and complete and has no desire, well, that has to be understood, that also that's true, but he is the most desirous. We can't even, the rascals, they want to enjoy Radha, but they can't even think of her. But they want to desire this material world, which is Durga. She is the wife of Shiva. So we find sometimes the different demons, they want to enjoy her. There's we find in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, there was that one demon, Vrikasura. He wanted to kill Lord Shiva and enjoy Durga. And there are others mentioned in the Puranas. So, other demons who wanted to enjoy Parvati, Durga, Sati. So they are, we could say, archetypal demons, in as much as they want to enjoy the material energy. They have no insight into the spiritual energy. But Shiva, he doesn't enjoy Parvati in the way that a man in this world tries to enjoy his wife. But he interacts with her as a service to Krishna. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. There's a great debate, who is supreme, Krishna or Shiva? But Shiva, he's a sub-enjoyer, and his enjoyment is only, that's in service to Krishna by impregnating his wife. Then sarvayo neshu kauntaya murtaya sambhavantiyaha tasang brahma mahadyonia ahang bija pradapita. He impregnates all the living beings into the material world. But Krishna is in the spiritual world, and only he is capable or can even begin to approach Radha. Anyone who takes the role of a male and tries to enjoy a female is simply deluded, except Krishna, because only he is complete enough to even begin to approach Radha. Of course, others can also approach in a mood of service to her. That is also possible. But in the mood of enjoyment, that is only possible for Krishna. She is so exalted, and only he who is complete in all respects can even begin to approach her. Otherwise, she's not, we may say, well, Radha is not very well known in this world, and Parvati is much better known. That's good. That's true. That's right. That shouldn't be that she's open to everyone. We hear of Mother Durga, Durga Mata. So, yeah, it's for the conditioned souls. That's our role. They should know her. But Radha is very secret. She's for Krishna's enjoyment only. So, back to us. Aspiring devotees, aspiring to enter the land of Vrindavan, we're here now. We have to try to please Krishna. Why is Radha so pleasing to Krishna? Because of her aradhana. Aradhita. What is that? Anaradhatito nunam bhagavan ishvaro harihi. She's called Radha because she is definitely the best worshipper of he who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we also have to try to please him. And because he is complete, he's easily pleased. You may say someone who's complete is not easily pleased. What do you give? What would you give a rich man as a present? What can you give him? Give him a Rolls Royce. I already have 200 of them. What are you going to do? What are you going to give him as a gift? But give him something that will invoke, that shows that you actually love him. So Krishna says, Patrang pushpang palantayam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti upaharitam ashnami prayatatmanaha. Krishna says, if you offer me these insignificant things, leaf, flower, fruit, or whatever, if you offer with love, Krishna says, I will accept it. So Krishna's got everything, but still he craves our love. And we can please him very easily if we sincerely offer him a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, some words of praise, just like even this talk here is praising him. So Krishna becomes pleased. Devotees pray, just like Shukadeva Goswami prays before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. May he be pleased with me, that so that I may properly praise him. So Krishna can be pleased. Even one doesn't have to be very rich or famous or knowledgeable or powerful. Dhane jane pandite krishnere nahipai. Not by wealth, not by becoming very powerful, the leader of many people, or by great scriptural knowledge can one attain Krishna. Keval bhakti bhosh chaitanya goshayam. But by pure devotion, he can be reached. Not that one has to spend so much money or make so much effort, perform very difficult austerities, and even very elaborate worship is not required. He's complete. Now, not only is Krishna complete, but he also has complete. He's complete, and therefore he doesn't need anything. But he's also completely competent to bestow anything upon anyone else. In other words, our incompleteness, he can fill it up. So that's another quality of his. Purna, this name that comes with as an adjective to describe other qualities of his. So therefore he is known as Purna Brahma, Purna Rupa, Purna Surupa, Purna Shakti, Purna Jnana, Purna Ananda. In this way he is Purna Brahma. He is the fullest and completest manifestation of spiritual reality. Is Purna Ananda, complete bliss. Purna Rupa, his form is complete and perfect. It comprises everything. There is no fault in it. Purna Jnana, he knows everything. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishyani chabhutani mantu veda na kaschana. Krishna says, I know everything, past, present, and future, but me, no one knows. As far as his being Purna Brahma, there is a well-known verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam in which Shukadev Goswami exults at the fortune of the residents of Vrindavan. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa vrajo kasam. Yanmitram paramanandam purna brahma sanatanam. He says, Shukadeva Goswami, he says, how fortunate. And again, aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam. How fortunate. This cowherd man, Nanda, and all the residents of Vrindavan, because their very friend, their life, their well-wisher, is the supremely blissful Purna Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is eternal. Baladeva Vidyabhushan, in his commentary on this name, he gives a specific meaning in a specific context related to the previous name, Ranapriya. He who likes to fight, he is fond of fighting. So Baladeva Vidyabhushan says that this name Purna, given here in this context, in Vishnu Sahasranam, means that he is complete and perfect in the sense of finishing off his enemies once and for all. Finishes them off. Of course, we know in the case of Jarasandha, Krishna let him off 17 times and then appeared to be afraid of him on the 18th occasion. But eventually Krishna finished him off. Now we may say, well, in a fight we finish someone off. Means he can't come back again. But Krishna does so in a way that materialists cannot, in as much as he gives them liberation. Means he finishes off their whole material life. He can kill an unlimited number of demons just all by himself because he has unlimited and complete strength and martial skills. He is Purna, he is complete, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. So there you have complete knowledge of everything in half an hour, unless. It's all in one name, Purna. Okay, Hare Krishna. Any question about this?
Thank you, Maharaj. How I understand everything about coming from complete, it's also complete.
Everything comes from the complete is complete. But everything that comes from the complete is complete at its own level.
Okay, that's because
it's not that everything that comes from the everything is Krishna. Not like that. The worm in stool has got the complete matrix, the particular body and mentality meant for that living being to enjoy the stool according to his particular situation within the modes of nature that he has acquired. So that situation is complete and perfect for that living being at that particular time in his journey throughout material existence. Not that the worm in stool, or the jiva, whether he's Brahma or worm in stool, is complete in the sense that Krishna is complete. Anything else? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha.